What's up, gorgeous? It's Lala Kent.
With Ran.
We're back at it, baby.
Live from Puerto Rico.
I just got a new tattoo.
Oh, God.
Randall made me promise that I wouldn't get any more tattoos, but I fucking did it anyway because that's just what I do.
Correct.
But he was happy with what I got because I got his name.
Yes, I couldn't fight you on that one. That was a little overwhelming last night, but I was very, very moved by the commitment to your body.
And it's cute because I had like picked this just like run-of-the-mill font.
Okay, well, let's back it up for a second because, first of all, before we go here, I want to just talk about our guest that we're going to bring on in a minute.
Well, I was going to say
okay,
this.
Sorry, you go.
I have
got
a good segue.
I mean, I just want to jump
right
in.
I had picked a run-of-the-mill font.
Yes.
And then thank God
Drop it.
Two people by the little names of Megan Fox and MGK told me that that's lame.
Did you drop those names? Because
I dropped
right
those
the
names.
Table.
I'll pick them up later.
Okay.
And so I hand-wrote it, and now here it is. And we have Megan Fox and MGK sitting here right now.
And before we bring them on, I want to say something to you. I would have lost my shit if you told me you were getting another tattoo. And it was only because Megan talked me off the ledge and said it's very endearing to get the tattoo. So I let it go.
That's amazing. So then when we have one baby and I decide I want two, I'm going to have Megan get in your
ear. Okay, moving on. Okay.
If she has that much influence on Rand.
Let me tell you why I'm excited today before we bring Megan on. I'm excited because we have been wanting to have this astrologer on for multiple weeks. We finally got her, and I'm very excited because Megan, as probably a lot of people don't know, but I do, is big into astrology and has been talking to me in this higher level conversation that's very hard for me to grasp in my very small brain. So today I'm going to try to open my mind because she keeps telling me that our destiny is destined. You try to tell me that this all the time and I don't listen. Susan Miller, founder of the Astrology Zone, is going to be on here. We gave her... Hold on.
Wait.
Okay, let me introduce her. Okay, so first I'm going to bring our co-host, main guest on. I want to introduce, everybody knows who she is and everybody knows who he is. This is the unbelievable, coolest shit, Megan Fox and Machine Gun Kelly, a.k.a. Coulson.
Hey.
Yeah. Hey. We in this bitch.
Okay, hold on. So now you know Susan Miller?
Yeah, of course. She's a very famous astrologer. I read her stuff all the
what?
Time. I'm very
what?
Excited to talk to
so
her.
So I picked a good one.
Yeah, she's amazing.
This is so dope. Okay, Megan, tell me the love of astrology, how it started for you. Because as I got to know you on the movie that we're working on, you started... Tell me you do tarot cards, you know astrology. Just explain where that passion came from and how it evolved.
I was always into like really esoteric topics. I was raised Pentecostal Christian. So I was raised where I didn't personally, like my family didn't handle snakes and all of that. But I was around that kind of environment where they were doing exorcisms in the church and people were getting the Holy Ghost. And
wow.
I got the Holy Ghost. I spoke in tongues. So I was experiencing a lot of supernatural things under the umbrella of religion when I was young. And then as I grew, it became that I was more into, you know, metaphysical, esoteric things. And I started studying astrology in my early 20s. And then I got really good with it once I had my first baby because I learned that you can read your child's chart and see how they perceive you as a parent. And so I became obsessed
wow.
with wanting to know how my son was going to see me because all I wanted my whole life was to have a baby and I didn't want to be a shitty mom.
What?
So I wanted to know how he was going to experience me and I got really good at reading their charts. I became like an obsession.
Wow.
I just devoured all of that knowledge for like, you know, years at this point, like every book I could get, every website I could read.
I swear to you, and not to discredit this, to me, astrology as a basic human that doesn't really look beyond that, let's say, I open the newspaper and it says you're going to have a great day or you're going to have a shitty day. This is very intriguing to me to hear how deep this goes, how it kind of sets up your life. So I'm intrigued. And what did you discover in trying to become a better parent before your child even, you know?
It's interesting because obviously each of your kids is going to have a very different perception of you. I have three kids and all three of those kids, because of their own, what they bring with them and their soul is going to view me in a different way, even though I'm the same person.
Right.
So my oldest son, his moon is in Pisces. she'll know what I'm talking about. This is going to sound like just jargon to you.
Well, that's what I want people to learn.
Neptune. He's a classic. Like, other people who have these same moon placements are like Elvis Presley, Michael Jackson. They're incredibly artistic. He has this, but this is not the case for him. He has that moon, but this is not his scenario with his mother. Either the Pisces moon, either the mother is usually abandons the child and is missing,
okay,
or the child has like a soul level connection with the mother, where the mother is the everything. So that's an example. Elvis is a good example of that, where like that was his only love his whole life, was his mother, you know? And so that's what I have with my oldest son, where he is the ultimate mother's boy, mommy's boy. And he'll kill, he's seven. He'll kill somebody for me right now already. Oh. Like I'm the love of his life. Then I have my middle son, who has a moon in Leo, and he perceives me to be like adventurous and fun and his playmate and his buddy. And like, really hiking mountains and like going on, you know, doing
like
cool
epic
things.
Trips.
Yeah. He's the one that's all like on all the roller coasters with me. And then the baby has a Virgo moon.
Like Lala.
What's that
the
like?
The problem is, so just like, this might resonate with you a little bit. He perceives that I'm not an adult, that he's more of an adult than I am.
Oh, he's okay, taking care of you, basically.
Not that he's taking care of me, that he's annoyed at me because he thinks I'm childish, and he's three.
What?
So, my gosh.
So he doesn't think that I'm a grown-up. He thinks that I'm like a sister or a sibling.
Question. Did you get all of this in like the first 6 months of their life, meaning from the time they were born, you were able to kind of see?
I could feel as a mom, and you'll feel this too, that I could feel carrying them during the pregnancy. Yeah. The energies were different with each one.
Wow.
Absolutely. As soon as they were born and you hold them the first time, you can feel what that bond is like from past life or
my
beyond.
Gosh.
That's amazing. So
I want that right now.
You're going to get it.
Okay. Okay. Time.
No, but what she said was really beautiful. And how she, okay, so once they were born and you knew exactly, is that when you started digging into what they would be like and perceive you? Because you have to know, since I started talking to you, you have to know where they were born, what time.
Yeah, so I had already been studying prior, but obviously like the second Noah was born and I had his birth time, I entered it in and started studying his specific chart right away.
And you became obsessed.
Yeah, but I had learned already before that, like prepping during the pregnancy, I was insatiable in terms of like trying to gather as much knowledge as possible about it. I'm pretty decent. I predicted when my trainer's wife was going to give birth to her first child based on where the moon was going to be that week. I had her due date and I was like, she's going to be, I think she was either 3 days early or 3 days late, because I knew she was going to have a Capricorn moon baby based on how she was.
Dude, that's pretty cool.
It is cool. Well, this, once we get
Susan Miller
on the Zoom.
Well, what I found interesting is I didn't even know like
that you could do the babies.
No, I didn't even know that you give your birth. I didn't even know that like where you're born, what city.
Well, you probably are only familiar with like someone being like, "What's your sun
sign?" That's it.
And the chart is a snapshot. It's like a blueprint or a DNA of the exact moment you were born. Every planet and every star in the heavens was in a specific position that's nearly specific to you, because your rising sign, for example, changes every 4 minutes. So you're not going to have an identical chart with very many people.
It's almost impossible.
It's almost impossible, yeah.
Wow.
So it's not just what month were you born, what day were you born. There she is.
The amazing Susan Miller, famed superstar astrologist. And you've been doing this for, 25 years, Susan?
Well, on the internet, my site will have its anniversary in December, December 14th, 25 years.
Well, I know that Megan here, when I had talked about you earlier in the episode, she was like, oh my God, I know her. I'm a fan. So,
I know Megan in a way.
Well, you have Colson, Megan, Lala, myself, and we've given you all of our birthdays and a time of birth, place of birth. So I guess you're going to give us, by the way, Susan, I only know astrology from the Sunday little comic section. They are much deeper than me. So help me believe.
Also, Susan, do not be afraid to tell me what you see. I want to hear what you see. Like, there's nothing as awful.
No, but you have a lovely chart, Megan.
I know I do. That's why I'm not scared. But just get into it. Go deep. There's nothing you can't say to me or about any of this. Like, I'm fully in it. Please don't hesitate.
I think that's how we all feel. This podcast is about being honest. So mention it all.
I'm petrified. Go ahead.
Okay, who shall we start with?
Randall.
Randall, start with me. I'm hit it.
Randall, you are an Aries and so entrepreneurial. I could even tell by your email, the way you're quick, you're fast, you're, you know, you get it done. And, you know, you're born right near the first day of spring. You're born on March 25th.
Correct.
And, you're born in Miami. Oh, I love Miami. And, you're born with Jupiter in the house of money.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That means you're going to be rich as fuck.
Yeah. Oh, I love this astrology stuff.
The kind of money you get is commission, royalty, that kind of money, not straight salary. Always try to work on a commission performance.
And by the way, I've never had a salary in my life. So
perfect.
Yeah.
Okay. And your moon is in Taurus. So you're stable, and actually you're good with money, because Taurus is, you know, that I have a little story about Taurus. Taurus likes to stay home on a Friday night, pour a glass of wine, and admire their bank statement.
I like this.
That is exactly what it looks
like. I like that. I like to sit on the balcony and look out into the yonder and be God, I really came from nothing. I came from nothing.
Now, this past year, starting last summer, has been incredible for your career. You have all these planets in the house of honors, awards, achievement, fame. And this is your year to really strike out. I know it's had to have been hard. I read that you're doing a movie in Puerto Rico and you had to stop, of course, in March. What's the story on that? Is it starting up?
Yeah, we're here and we're going to start on Thursday. We filmed.
Wow.
Yeah.
Be like, no, you're not.
Life comes back.
Okay, Megan and Colson said they're not showing up, so we're on hold.
The planets are going
to
tell you.
No, it's going to go really well. You have Saturn up at the very top of your chart, where the 12 is on a clock. You're a very hard worker.
Yeah.
And you will do whatever it takes to get it right and detailed. And that's the sign of great success.
Yes.
And
I love that.
Uranus, the planet of love, the planet of unexpected occurrences, in your house of love. Oh. So now, were you married before or never married?
He was married before.
I was married before.
Okay.
Yowza.
This one's going to be much more passionate.
Be honest. This marriage is already much more passionate.
3 weeks in, baby. Ba-boom.
Hey! Oh, my God. Lala's back. I'm talking to the astrologist.
I know, and I'm astrologer. Out of my touch.
In a chart, this is the marriage house, but when it's the second marriage, we go to the ninth house.
What does that mean?
And that's when my Scorpio, very passionate. And loving. Now, I read on the internet that you were going to get married in April. Thank God that didn't happen.
Really?
Agree. Bad month.
Because
why?
Venus was about to go retrograde. Yep. And the last thing you want to do when you're getting married is have Venus sleeping and not helping you, because Venus gives you love.
Wait, can I ask you a question? We moved it to July.
We moved it to next year.
July
2nd. July 2nd.
Is that a better time?
Yeah. Well, yeah. Next year, Venus is not going to retrograde. Mars is not going to retrograde either. I'll give you a little secret.
High five on the right date.
Tell us the secret.
When people get married with Mars retrograde, and it happens once every 2 years, it's happening this year, September 9th to November 13th. Mars will sex, and you get married with Mars retrograde.
Bad sex. It's
done.
Fuck that.
And I am not willing to give up the sex, Susan.
That's right.
Okay, back to the important things.
This will be much better.
Okay.
You know, the universe was intervening, and I do like your timing on that.
Boy, the universe definitely intervened, because not in 100 years has anything like this happened. No. So I guess they...
Lala is a Virgo, right? September 2nd, correct?
Correct, yeah.
And you are an Aries. And you said to me, all the astrologers say that's bad. No. Because you have to integrate the rising sign. Mm-hmm. And Randall, you have Pisces rising.
Oh,
you
Randy?
Have the heart of a poet.
You are a poet.
I am a poet.
And even mystical at times. I love the Pisces rising.
Really?
Yes.
Think deeply, and oh, you're so caring, and
oh, that makes
very hard to get Pisces rising. You would think, oh, there's 12 signs, and it should be equally easy. No, Pisces is a sign of short ascension, so it means you have to be born within 20 minutes in the northern hemisphere to get Pisces rising. In the southern hemisphere, it's much easier. But you have it. It's the most creative sign of the zodiac.
Yes.
What?
I love this. Genius. I absolutely love it. And that goes
awesome.
Perfectly with Lala. And she will do anything it takes to get to the top. Look at this. The sun is at the very tip top of the chart. Not get any higher.
I'm going to time out on this.
Susan, you're really going to fuel the rumors out there about me.
Susan.
I love it. I can prove it.
I love it.
The sun is the round circle with the dot in the middle. And that dot in the middle, astrologers feel, is the divine spark within. That we're all given a piece of God within us, and it's our job to use it. And you are. And you have Venus in Leo, the sun of entertainment, Lala. So I would have told you to go into this. Actually, television may work out to be, or the internet, your best venue as you get older. Jupiter in the ninth house rules publishing and broadcasting. Although, Randall, you're good with movies. You're fantastic. Pisces is movies. Ninth house is television or internet television. Yeah, TV is very, very lucky for you. And with Jupiter in the ninth house, you're going to meet governors and all kinds of people, very distinguished professors.
I'm going to need to class it up a bit.
Just very high-level people in this world. It's a lovely place to have it. Did you just love your college? If you went to a college, I think you loved it. Did you like it?
I liked it, but then I was like, I'm way too cool for school. I'm going back to Hollywood to be on TV.
Someday you may go back. You're philosophical too, but more in a intellectual way.
Okay.
Where Randall is from the heart, and it's from feelings he has. He's extremely intuitive.
Thank you.
And he knows, you know, Randall, when something's off, even before you can process it in your brain, your stomach is telling you, wait, I have to fix this or leave. Something's wrong here. You know, in a business deal, anything.
Yeah.
You're like litmus paper.
I have good intuition.
Tremendously. Lala, do you write because you're a good writer? You have Mars in Gemini, and you have to remember your lines maybe for television.
Yes, but I am a writer. And in fact, Susan, I was so bad at math that I convinced my math professor to write a 10-page paper on why math didn't make sense, and I got an A in the class.
Oh, wonderful. You are very persuasive. See, that kind of talent works well in a courtroom if you were a lawyer.
I always said I would want to be a lawyer if I wasn't in TV.
Your moon, by the way, is in Aries. And this is the thing that links you so beautifully.
Megan, is that bad or good? Wait,
my only reaction, I'm just going to jump in. Obviously, I don't know all the things that you know. That's A, it's good because your sun sign is Aries. So you have your ego with her divine feminine. That's going to be good.
Okay.
However, just in general, that explains her like very reactive, almost explosive personality. To have an Aries emotionality makes you very aggressive and like not afraid of confrontation at all.
Now, Lala, your money will always go up and down because you have the planet of surprise in your second house. You also have Neptune, and you also have Saturn. And you always need a lawyer with you when you sign a contract.
Yes.
Because there are unclear clauses that could come back and bite you. So the lawyer has to protect you. Although Neptune in the second house means you would be active in a charity eventually and help disadvantaged people.
I love it.
You know, her Mars, her attention, where you have Mars is where you give a lot of attention. And that's her marriage partner.
Oh,
I love
She does give me a lot of attention.
It's so sweet. By the way, Lala, you love to travel. Do you travel much?
Yeah. I do. Yes. We're never home. I'm a little butterfly just flitting around the world.
And now you've had to stay home because you're all quarantined, right?
We did. We stayed home for a long time like everybody else. And then we just got the green light to go back to work. But yes, we were home for many months.
Now, Randall, you have weak ankles. You have to take care of your ankle. Have you ever broken your ankle? You got to protect your ankle.
How do you know that?
Well,
how do you know I have weak ankles?
Well, you have Mars, and Mars brings pain sometimes. And
that's so crazy.
I wanted you to protect your ankle.
I wear ankle braces when I play tennis and pickleball. This is so crazy.
Oh, wow.
Randall's never going to look at Megan like she's a psychopath ever again.
Never again.
No, never. You. Never.
No, but Randall, I can't underscore this enough. You should definitely take your biggest risks moving forward into the next 6 months because you have Jupiter and Pluto. Well, it's now in the house of community, and that's your fan base. That's the people who love you and will follow you anywhere you go.
You're welcome, Randall.
I think that the movie will have a big audience, and you should enter award shows.
Yeah. Because I'm also doing a lot of things.
This is the only time in your life you're going to have both Jupiter and Pluto together in that house. So it's really good. And you're on social media, which is really good because that's community too. Anytime people gather together, it's an 11th house matter. And that's what's shining for you, both the house of fame and honors and also the house of community. And for self-employed people, a lot of students of astrology don't know this. For self-employed people, the 11th house is the house of profit made from work done earlier, say in the past 18 months. So everything you've been pouring into your work will start to pay off. Okay, so
that's amazing. Yeah, there's a lot of stuff going on in my business right now that's paying off from all.
Oh, and also, wait a minute. You're in Aries. All right, I have to tell you something. Mars is going to be in Aries from, well, it just went in.
Okay.
And it will stay until January 6th, the whole second half of the year.
I'm going to tell you.
There's a little glitch. There's always something, right?
Here's the glitch.
Mars will retrograde in the middle of that.
What does that mean?
So stay with me on this, September 9th to November 13th. During that time, you're going to say, why aren't people getting back to me? Why is things slowing down? We're all in the same boat. We're all in it with you. Let me show you what I'm seeing mathematically, because we get all this information from NASA. When Mars is healthy, he takes 2 days to go 1 degree. When he starts to slow down near the end of August, beginning of September, he's starting, his little batteries are kind of getting tired. It takes him 12 days to go 1 degree. Oh, mamma mia. In the middle of it, between September and November, he speeds up a little. It takes him only 4 days to go 1 degree, but that's still double the 2 days to go 1 degree. So there's going to be a lot of redoing and rethinking and reexamining and switching things around. You may be changing the script a little. You may be needing more money from the studio. You know, there's just stuff. We all have it. And here's the problem. On October, I think it's the 18th until November 3rd, Mercury goes retrograde. Oh, boy. So we have both Mars and Mercury retrograde. And the planets we feel the most are Mars, Mercury, and Venus because they orbit close to Earth. So I know the government, you know, our leaders keep saying, we're going to have a great fall. We're not.
We're not.
So if you're having to tell them how much time you need to complete the movie, give yourself more time. But if you can complete it in August, I don't know how far along you are. I think you're just starting.
No.
I don't think you could finish it in one month.
No, we're going to finish in August because we already shot a lot of it. But here's the thing. I'm doing another movie. I'm supposed to start on November 17th.
Perfect.
Okay.
Wow. Somebody's protecting you. Yeah. Above. Oh, that makes me feel so much better because I worry about you when I read it. You know?
I love this. That makes me happy. Now I want to hear about Megan and Coulson because there's too much spotlight on me right now.
Well, I love Megan. Megan has it all.
Yeah.
Yeah. You know what? We're going to take a break real quick and we're going to give you a second and then we'll come right back.
We are back with the amazing Susan Miller, the astrologer of
fame. You have to use the word fame.
Famed astrologer.
Astrologer to the stars.
Yes. And we are now,
as evidenced right now.
Exactly. And I just want to say one thing before you start with Megan and Coulson. And then, of course, you come back to Lala. I am amazed that I have weak angles. I know I'm caught up on that. But I just
hey, there are a lot worse things in life, you know.
There are. And thank you, because I feel very inspired on what you just read me. I do. I feel everything you said is inspiring, exciting, and also very true. So now we're moving on to the rest. Back to Megan.
Megan, you have Capricorn rising with Mars right on the horizon line. You know, the line between the 9 and the 3 on a clock is the horizon line of Earth. And with Mars right on the horizon line, you're the warrior. And that gives you an Aries shading. That's why you and Randall get along so well. And Lala too. And you will do whatever it takes to
I'm just awesome.
Get ahead. And you're a money magnet too.
Yeah.
I love the people I'm surrounding myself with.
Megan, yeah.
Nobody gives it to you. No one can say you don't deserve it because you earn it.
Yeah. You get them, girl. You go. You go, Glen Coco.
You can make even more than that. So it's great. And, you're going to do really well financially. In the summer of 2021.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. When is that movie coming out?
Next year.
Next year, yeah. I have a few.
She's actually got like 2-3 movies coming out next year.
Yeah.
You have the sun in the house of family, which I love. I mean, where you have the sun, you shine, and you make a very warm and loving family. And you have the moon in Leo. Leo is entertainment. You know, people come to me and I say, before I look at the chart, if you don't have something in Leo, you can't be an actor.
Yeah.
Wow. Might as well find something else. But you have the moon there. That's phenomenal. And I think Lala has Venus there. She's got it too. And you have the, with a Capricorn rising, you might make a name for yourself, bigger even, in a historical kind of script.
Okay.
You have to be very good to your knees always.
Yeah, I know that about my knees, yeah.
All the Capricorn planets are in your first house.
Yeah.
So you get to say what you want. And you're starting a whole new chapter for the rest of your life now. I mean, you have a very big deal going on here. And your progress chart, you have the progressed moon in Scorpio, which is in your house of fame and honors. You've got it. You know, it's almost like you're slicing and dicing six ways to Sunday, and it's all pointing the arrow to doing really well in your career. It's just incredible. Let me ask you something. Is your boyfriend, is he a writer by any chance?
He's a musician, but he obviously writes all of.
Oh, he writes music.
Yeah.
Perfect. 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 He has Gemini. Well, we think he has Gemini rising.
I'm positive. Yeah.
That would put it around 9 o'clock in the morning that he was born in Texas, in Houston, Texas.
Yeah.
You know, he's born with Jupiter in the house of money too. So the two of you are little money makers. Does he sing, or just is he composes?
No, he sings. He sings. He does everything.
Oh, nice. Nice. He has most of his planets above the horizon, So he's going to have a public life. And he has the moon conjunct Venus in Pisces.
Yes. Tell me about it, Susan. It's so good. His Mars is there too. He's got a stellium right there in Pisces.
Yes. Wow. And Pisces is music and art.
Yes.
And theater. Yes. He can even write a Broadway show if he wanted to. Look at Hamilton, right?
Yeah.
Oh my God. He likes to be alone though. He has a, shy quality. Am I wrong about that? But he needs time to think and create. You know, all those Pisces planets, they like to be out with people, but they need equal time completely alone. Would you say that's true?
Yes.
He's right here. So yes.
Oh, good. Oh, you're there. There you are. Hi.
Right there.
Now you have Saturn in the eighth house. You're going to be really successful, super successful, and people are going to want to parasite off of you.
Mm, wow.
So the only thing you can do is to have really good lawyers around you.
I used Randall's phone when I got here call my lawyer because I'm going through the most.
No.
With the parasites that she's talking about?
Yes, with a parasite that robbed him. Yeah.
That's why I used your phone.
Wait, it's so funny. Susan, when he had just landed in town, his phone had been left in the car, and he's like, I need a phone right now. And I gave him my phone, and he was on with his lawyers for like an hour going through some bullshit.
That's crazy.
You've learned because you've already had somebody do this to you kind of early in life, and you never see it coming. Well, you have such a good heart. You will do things for charity too, for sure, in your life. And gosh.
He already does a lot for charity, big time, in his hometown of Cleveland. Like, I mean, he goes back there and does.
You grew up in Cleveland?
Yes.
Did you?
Yes.
But you were born in Houston.
Yeah, I grew up in, I was only in Houston for 2 weeks. I moved to Egypt after that.
Yes. Well, you know, Egypt put astrology on the map.
Yeah.
The Egyptians are brilliant, and they were so good with mathematics. And they contributed a lot to astrology way back when. You're going to do great in your career. You have Mars and Venus in the house of fame. Not only are you assertive, but in a very subtle way, which is good because then you're flying under the radar and nobody's paying attention to you, and you're hitting the top of the charts. And you have Venus up there. Not only do your fans love you, but the people that work with you love working with you.
Wow.
Yeah.
That's
the most important thing.
That's really nice. And now, you've never been married before?
No.
Okay. And,
Well, what's the huh?
The house of marriage and the house of business partnership is the same house.
Oh,
there it is.
Just let her talk.
The ruler of the house of marriage is posited in the house of money. So you've got really good agents who know how to ask for money. And that's good. You need that.
But what about love?
Your love house is ruled by Mercury. And Mercury, is in the 12th house. Now, you're going out with Megan. Did somebody put you together?
Yeah, this little movie called Midnight in the Switchgrass.
Yeah. Oh, Randall, a matchmaker? He's a little matchmaker. It says blind date. So, you know, somebody putting you together.
Yeah.
That's lovely. And you would travel a lot with your mate. And are you setting a date or it's a little early yet?
No, we're not engaged or anything like that. I think he's just asking, like, do you see a marriage for him in his chart? Is that something that, like,
the marriage house is empty, which means there's no malefic in there. There's no bad things in there.
Oh, that's good.
And it's ruled by Jupiter, the giver of gifts and luck, the happy planet. And your moon is in Pisces.
Oh.
If you want children, you can have them. You'd travel together. You'd have friends together. This looks good. And it wouldn't be, you know how some marriages, the mate says, why are you working all the time? And they give you problems with that. You would never have that problem. It's their understanding and it's good. You have a nice, clean energy in your chart.
Yes.
Paulson. You have good, good energy. Weakest part of your body is your feet.
Yo, I have crazy pain in my feet.
The feet, yeah. And you always have to have, you buy quality shoes where they fit right.
So I'm like, I'm grown now. Like I'm 30 and I just now I'm like, why does my left shoe always hurt? And I think my foot kept growing and I think like I need to.
Terrifying as it is, but it's okay. It's like a half a size here or there. Don't worry about it, but you should check all the time.
Susan, I have a question about his chart. You said that his descendant is in, you said it was ruled by Jupiter. So his descendant is Sagittarius. Yeah, would that indicate then that his marriage partner, because it's ruled by Jupiter, would be famous?
Or happy, or could be a scholar too. Sagittarius is also someone who digs deep and thinks. And
I think she's famous.
As someone who's happy.
Yeah, like Megan is always really happy.
Well, she's sunshine in a bottle.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
It comes across. I mean, we've never met, but it comes across the airwaves.
Then Megan has a question for you.
You had said something to me before we were recording where you asked me, do I get really hurt when the press gets everything wrong about me?
Yes.
Is that because I have Chiron in the fifth house in Gemini? Is that why you asked that?
No, you have the North Node in the third house, which is publications, and it's in Aries. Yes. And I think you would move to want to correct it or stop it.
Yeah.
People tell you to have a thicker skin, but I don't know how to do that.
No, it's really hard.
Carlson doesn't know how to do that with all that Pisces.
No, bless him.
We're talking about reviewers. How do you feel when people get it wrong in the newspaper?
How does my chart handle that?
Well, you're on the phone to correct it. And you're also warning them ahead of time. You know, you got Aries there. If I like it, I might tweet about it or tell people about it, but if I don't like it, I want to say they'll be held to pay, but I don't mean it quite that strong.
Well, Susan, you actually nailed it on the head. There will be hell to pay if you get it wrong. Don't get it twisted.
Lala, when they write something that she doesn't like, she is, you know, gets upset, you know,
I get really wounded to answer your question. Like I am very insular. I take that in and it's really, it's always been really difficult for me. Like
what people say.
Yeah. Especially when it's wrong, like being misunderstood or having an image projected that's not reality.
Your image is very important. And Hollywood's very careful.
I have a question, Susan. Lala is very, in a baby hungry mood. She wants a baby. We're practicing a lot. We're following flow charts that I never even heard of. What do you
remember? I was saying that Mars would be in Aries for such a long time.
Yeah.
Well, for Lala, that's her house of baby for six months.
Can you tell me how many babies you see in my future? Are you like,
it looks like you'd have a boy first and a girl second.
And that's
and
it.
If you wanted to keep going, you'd have a creative third child. But there's no impediment to your having a baby. So did I get things just perfect?
Right. You are spot on. You're a rock star.
Susan, I have a question. I have one daughter. Do I have more kids in my future?
Yeah, it would be a girl. Oh, yeah. You have no trouble having more children. None.
As I told you both.
Wait, is he going to have multiple more children?
No, I saw George Clooney having twins. No, and everybody said I was wrong. And I said it on Access Hollywood, but they did have twins, didn't they? They're so private.
Hold on. UC Coulson having another child, one more.
It's a choice. Universe doesn't make you have children if you don't want them.
Correct. But you guys, it's not like...
No, you have the ability to have another one if you want. Yeah, definitely. And it would be darling.
Thank you.
Susan,
Thank
you. Do you see Megan having more kids in her future?
If there's going to be another kid, honey, it's going to be with them.
I want to know.
I know, but come
Megan
on.
Megan gave me the okay to ask this.
I know, but Meg...
Moo.
She has Venus in the house of love and children.
That's good, right?
Loves them. So how old are they, Megan?
They're 7, 6, and 3.
Oh my gosh, they're little Putians from the land of Littleput. Oh my gosh. Yeah. Little munchkins running around the house.
Yeah.
Oh, they must be so cute.
They're gorgeous.
Oh my God. Your home, Megan, you have a velvet couch or something very soft, and you have muted colors. Tell me about your house.
Well, I'm in a house right now that was a rental, but yeah, I have one room, which is probably what you're seeing, where I keep all of my crystals and my like esoteric things. And that has a almost like a red colored velvet couch.
Oh my God. What?
It's very tactile at home.
Yes, very.
And actually, with that Capricorn rising, you could even live in a castle. Some old, beautiful landmark building would work. Coulson, you have a very sunny apartment house.
I do.
And you love it.
Yeah, I do. One side of my house is all windows, all large windows, so that the sun is always in there.
And I would think you'd have a view. You're going to love it. I think you do your best work there, actually. Do you work out of your home?
Yeah, I do, actually. And I've done the best work that I've done there in the past 6 months, yeah.
It's very inspirational.
Well, I also think it's odd because I asked Megan the other week, I was like, would you ever live in a castle?
What?
Yeah.
And Megan's like, of course I would.
She has it. Yeah, she has that kind of royal thing going on, you know.
Yeah.
No, you two fit together perfectly. I just love it.
This is the best day ever, Susan. Susan, it was such a pleasure and an honor to have you on our podcast today. I'm definitely taking you up on calling you. I'll get your phone number from Randall, and we can get in the nitty gritty.
Oh, this is so much fun. Thank you.
Thank you, Susan.
Bye-bye.
Bye, Susan.
I'm pretty shook. The one thing that Randall was like, you were a believer just because she told you have weak ankles.
Yeah, I was pretty impressed.
That's what got you, yeah.
I was pretty impressed.
Captivated by the ankle comment.
The ankle was intense. I mean, I'm just saying, like,
because you're saying, how can she look at that chart and say to you, you have weak ankles?
And here's what's crazy. I never had this problem until like the last 6 months, like playing excessive amount of tennis and pickleball. And I thought, I've never had weak ankles, and now I have weak ankles. And then you said, Coulson, you had weak feet. Or fetish, you know. But here's where I am convinced more so than anything else. The personality stuff, the money stuff, the business stuff, the passion, the creative, all that stuff was kind of summarized for me. And I am very intrigued now to kind of go a step further. So I was very, very impressed.
Okay, so we turned Rand into a believer.
Yeah.
We got the okay from Susan that MGK and Megan Fox are a perfect match. Are you guys like shook that it's like out there now that you guys are together?
No.
Definitely not.
I don't think
not, well, I know, trust me, Coulson, I know you're not shooketh at all, but like, what was that? You guys come to Puerto Rico to just do a movie.
Oh no, I don't know.
Was it like when you stepped on set, was it like a vibe? Or like,
I mean, I'll just tell my version and then you can tell your version afterwards. I knew,
and then I can tell my version
and then you can tell your version,
because my version was like very,
your version is like what the lawyers have advised you to say.
And the agents and the managers.
So we were doing the table read in that room over there.
Yeah.
And we read through, and this character that Coulson was going to play, obviously that the actor wasn't there. And I was like, who's going to play this role?
That.
And he was like, oh, we just got Machine Gun Kelly. And immediately I was like, uh-oh. Because I knew.
Really?
Yeah. Because I knew I could feel that some wild shit was going to happen to me from that meeting, but I wasn't yet sure what. I just felt it like deep in my
soul. Oh my God, I had no idea.
That something was going to come from that. So then we met.
On set,
yeah.
And I waited out. Our trailers were next to each other, so I just waited outside on my trailer steps. Every day I worked, just
I had no
one
idea.
Glimpse of eye contact, which, because she would have to get out of her car and go to her, like walk from her car to her trailer, and there was like five steps in between the car and the door, and I would just sit there and like hope, like
what?
And she would always look over, like give me like one.
She'd give you the baby making eyes, I call them, because she's got those pretty eyes that one look. She does it to me, and she's not even trying.
Oh, yeah, she has the most gorgeous eyes I've ever seen.
But hold on, I have a question. So what's crazy for me as the director of the movie, I don't see any of this, because I see a guy, MGK shows up, he's strong, we go into the trailer on wardrobe, member, and he has... He's like,
oh my God.
But I mean, you had a very specific vision of the character. You were very strong personality, and Megan, same thing. She comes, she has a vision of her character. And as first time directing, I'm just like, they're just badass. They know what they want, and we're creating, and I don't see any of these baby eyes and no baby eyes and all that. I am shocked this was going on day one. Like, meaning the feeling.
The second that I was in a room with him and said hello to him and looked into his eyes, I knew, because I'm into all of this stuff, I knew right away that he was what I call a twin flame, which is...
What does that mean?
So instead of a soulmate, a twin flame is actually where a soul has like ascended to a high enough level that it can be split into two different bodies at the same time. Oh, so we're actually two halves of the same soul, I think.
Wow.
And I said that to him almost immediately.
What?
Because I felt it right away. And so I think it was the second day I asked him to come into my trailer for lunch. And I put him through all of this astrology stuff. I think I asked him 900,000 questions about everything his whole life. Like, I made him recap it in 30 minutes. And then he...
You had no more than 30 minutes to eat.
No more than 30 minutes. But I went deep right away.
Wow.
And I knew before I even did his chart, I said to him, he has a Pisces moon. I could tell by his energy. And
you said that to him?
And he does, yeah.
The whole first... All the first texts and conversations that we had was that night. And they were on the way home at... And they were all what the universe was saying about us. We didn't share any like, personal. What are you feeling? What am I
none
feeling?
Of that.
What is it? It was all like, oh my God, the universe said this and this and this.
What?
Really poetic, like you're meant to be.
First of all, I just want to say one thing. You two are the best actors in the world, because the fact that I didn't know any of this.
But yes, you did, because you forgot to yell action because you were looking at us through the lens and going, what the fuck?
No. Hold on. Let's back it up. I didn't know.
You verbatim took your head away from the camera.
That is true.
Okay. What in the fuck just happened?
No, really?
He did that?
Because
finished, Coulson.
Well, there was a point, because obviously my energy was supposed to be aggressive towards her.
Very.
But there was one point where everyone in the crew was like, hold on. What the fuck? And Randall pulls his head away from the camera and be like, and he's like, guys, what just happened?
What did I just say? I do, you know, it's funny. I knew there was a chemistry, but like, I didn't know anything on a personal level. And so when I was watching you guys in the frame, it was very captivating. And there was a huge synergy and an energy between you two. But as a director, I just thought I was a genius. Like, I just thought I'm an epic director.
Yeah.
But in terms of the casting, et cetera. But I remember that take. It was about 3 a.m. And I'm watching you guys do the scene. And I just remember, like, I was so checked out that I thought I was watching the film. Mm-hmm. I forgot that I was directing the movie. And that's when you turned to me, Megan. I think you said, are you going to call action? And I was like, I mean, the chemistry that was going on was very magical, 100%. From an artistic point of view, that's what I was seeing. I had no idea, though, that it would transcend the movie until months later, when I'm like, oh, okay.
Yeah.
That's why the magic was there, and it continued beyond.
But we still had to work hard for it, though, because the universe like didn't want it to...
Yeah.
Timing is everything. You think the universe was still...
I think that we had to be... The energy is so intense that it had to be paced. That it couldn't, it would have imploded or exploded, or I don't know.
If you didn't take the time.
You meet somebody and you, and in your head, you think like, oh, we're supposed to spend like every minute together. We're supposed to like, now that we've formed this bond, like we're supposed to.
Yeah.
Hang out every day and like get to know it was. And then the universe was doing the most to constantly keep us
to pull apart.
Yeah.
And so you got, but here's what I always say. It's like you put the time in and you let and months go by and time goes by and then it settles. And now I see it's crazy to me. And I'm being honest as a director of the movie and your friends, because we're all friends. And Lala, you're my friend too. Okay. Just putting that out there.
Confirm that, Lala.
You are my best friend. But for the record, I usually don't try to make a baby with my friends. So like you're a little more than
okay.
that.
Okay. But here, I was joking. But here's what I want to say. But it's amazing to see you guys now, months and months later, the way you are, you know, and clearly you're meant to be. I mean, I'm saying it's like a very perfect, I'm your friend, but I'm also seeing like how natural the relationship
Well, you're
looks
seeing it on set and off. So you've gotten to see all the beats.
I saw it from an acting point of view, which there was energy coming out of every moment of that scene, of those scenes. Mm-hmm. But we weren't shooting a romantic, you know, love scene. We were shooting a tough scene. And the magic of the acting and the chemistry was great. Now,
there was a point, though, in that scene where his character has to, like, touch my hip or whatever. It was my hip,
man,
yeah.
It was a hip. I'll never forget.
And when he put his hand on my hip, and it was literally, like, there was enough electricity running through my body to power,
what?
Like, yeah. It was,
and
it,
what's amazing,
I'm surprised it
too. Go ahead.
Go. You,
well, I'm surprised I didn't, like, electrocute
look at you guys
you.
Light
catch
up.
Fire. It's a
catch fire, because I asked her, I was like, can I, can I put my hand on your hip for this scene or whatever?
I had come over to you.
No,
and I said,
asked you first. I was scared to ask her.
Right.
I asked you that question. I was like, doesn't it seem weird that I'm this close and just not
touching her? Yeah.
And, but I think you, but it's just amazing because it was so easy once you guys started doing that scene, like the magic it started. But
yeah.
I'm amazed. But watching you two together, it's very organic.
It's pretty magical, and I get cheesy when it comes to love, but like when we've had dinners with you guys, like Megan and Coulson don't even know that we're in
That's
existence.
True. I do feel
like they
I
really do. Don't.
No, it's
like,
great.
Yo.
When we have double date night,
hey,
no,
here.
We have when we have double date night, it's always we call it date night. It's great. No, it's fun to go to dinner with you guys. It's great. Like, hey, we get to give you guys a hug, say hello, you sit down, we sit down, food comes, and Lala and I are on our own date from that point on. But it's okay, because we hope like in a year from now or 2 years from now, you guys will acknowledge
no,
us.
But no, now, I love it, because I remember when I first got with you, Rand, like I completely forgot most people were around.
I still am like that.
We're both like that.
No,
like,
you just don't want to kiss all the time. I just try to make out with you every second. And then you want to know if I brush my teeth six times.
So, see, the OCD. There's the OCD part. It's weird.
You guys
I'm
don't have that
like
OCD.
That.
Your OCD was scary enough that we cleaned up last night before.
See? Thank
After
you,
the
Coulson.
Tattoos?
Oh, my God. Coulson cleaned up because he was afraid.
By the way, your OCD is so bad that when you let me use your toilet, I put toilet paper on the seat, so I didn't even touch your toilet.
I feel like I have friends who understand.
Oh
Lala, your OCD scares everybody.
Well, I want to thank you both for cleaning up after, because I walked out this morning expecting like I was going to have to clean some stuff up. And I walked out and I was like, it looks spectacular out here.
This is a perfect relationship. We had like a double date night last night. We're hanging out. It just shows that you two are on your own page, because we went to sleep at like 12:05. I asked you when you came back over today, what time did you guys go to sleep? You're like, no, we left your house at like 4 a.m.
We didn't go to sleep until like 6:30 a.m. or 7 a.m.
I love that last night's double date, though, consisted of like getting inked. That's like the best kind of double date.
Randall skipped that part. Well, I'm old. I can't be inking myself. I mean, what does that mean? You know, I got to walk around Hollywood like, yo, I got inked. No, bad decision for me. But I'm glad that you all inked yourselves.
We did. We branded ourselves last night. You guys are so fun. I have like a weird level of comfortability with you guys.
Same.
Yeah, I could see that. You just did that in the last 5 minutes.
I feel like that's how long it took. Coulson, the first time we had you on the podcast, I think you thought I was going to be some like, I'm the producer's wife. And then like
Coulson
right from the jump, he was like, you're cool as fuck. I was like, well, what did you expect me to be like?
Wow, we're tooting our own horn today, I see.
My favorite thing to do. No one else is around to toot
Randall,
that shit.
What were you doing when Susan was talking about what a poet you were? Were you over there drinking that up? Were you loving that?
Oh yeah, look at him.
Soaking that in.
I kind of right now, I'm on a high because I can't decide. Do I like the part where I'm going to make so much money over the
so
next
much
3
money.
Months? Or I'm so
You're
creative,
also a poet.
So
yeah.
poetic? I mean, yeah. I definitely might change my Instagram to a poet.
All right, we're good. We're good.
How on the money was she with somebody that is so dialed
well, for
in?
So her time was so limited, like she couldn't dive really deeply into the charts. But obviously, like, she reiterated to me and articulated to me things that I've been studying about myself for so long. So she's right in line. But I understand, like, I studied her. So obviously I'm going to read a chart in a similar way that she reads a chart, because I've studied her articles and read about her for so long. But I feel like she was accurate. I would like to go really deep, obviously, with the chart.
And we have her phone number.
We're going to send her the progressions
and all of that, because she will be able to give you timings and things with pregnancy and all of that.
Okay.
But overall, like, I mean, she
pretty
was
good.
She was the velvet couch. There are some little weird things where it's like, I don't know how you find that in a chart, because I have no idea how you would see that. But the bigger sweeping things of like, I knew I had Jupiter in the second house, so I knew that means like I'm always going to be good with money, and I'm a money magnet, and certain places where my wounding lies, where we didn't even get into that, but I know she was touching on that a little bit. So I mean, she's amazing.
Yeah,
she's amazing.
A,
she's a legend. Yeah.
Cole, so what about you?
I mean, the first time I ever even experienced charts and reading was the first night I had met Megan. So I've kind of just been into it since I met her. But I
did she tell you you're a lamb?
She did not. She skipped that one.
Guys, wow.
They're like
heads touching. I mean, it's happening. We're on a
podcast. Eye gazing.
No, no.
Lala,
listen to me. We're on our podcast by ourselves again. They're over there with a microphone, heads against each other, kissing.
Megan Coulson, we love you guys. Thank you for being on our podcast.
Yes. Thank you guys very much. All right. We'll see you guys next week. Same place, same time.
The Rolling Stone Music Now podcast gets inside the biggest stories with Rolling Stone's senior writer, Brian Hyatt.
Now, here is my conversation with Jacob Knoll. Your story is an amazing one, and obviously you lost your dad when you're only 1 year old.
It was definitely a screwy way to grow up. I think that a lot of people never heard of who I am, and then they see me join this band, and they must think this kid must have just been handed everything, or nepotism kid. It's a gift that I have an opportunity to sing in such a big band, like my father and my uncle's band, Sublime.
Rolling Stone Music Now, wherever you listen.